This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Marshall Hatley, community health worker with the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Marshall, we are here today to talk about COVID-related situations. And as we've been seeing lately, there's been some encouraging news concerning COVID. It's been here for quite a while. But, of course, the virus still around and people still affected by it. And we're going to talk about that today, as well as make some mentions about vaccination possibilities. But first off, here in Macoupin County, the health department has, there's assistance that some people can get, say, if you contract COVID or you're quarantined and so forth. And we're going to let you cover sort of what assistance is available.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you. Of course, like you said, the cases are not as many as it used to be. We are getting better, but there are still people who are affected, some people who still test positive and still might be quarantined. And for those people, we do want to help them as much as we can, and we are able to do that through various forms of financial assistance. If people are quarantined and they are unable to get groceries, for example, we can go purchase groceries for them. That particular assistance, that is, we can purchase $50 worth of groceries for each member of the household, and we can go do that for you. We'll deliver it to your house and things like that. That's just one example of some assistance that we are offering right now.
And then you also, if maybe somebody's having a little trouble because they haven't been able to work or something like that, could help with rent or utility?
Yes, absolutely. We will get in touch with the right people. If you give us a call, we will hook you up with whoever best suits your situation to help you with housing expenses, rent, like you said, and utility bills, water and power, things like that. Some people have trouble paying for those while they are positive or quarantined, and we will help you find places that will assist you with those. And we often can. We have not run into any situations yet where we have not been able to find help for people who have needed it.
For this type of assistance, I was just going to ask for clarity. Is it just that you have the COVID situation, or is there guidelines, or how does it go if somebody says, yeah, I might need some assistance? What would they actually do?
If somebody calls us and they need assistance, it depends on what assistance they need. For example, like I said, if they need groceries, we can just go out and buy that for them. But if they need like housing or things like that, we do referrals and follow up with them and make sure that they're taken care of. But it really covers anybody who is affected by COVID. Right now, that is primarily people who are quarantined and positive because they are affected the most. They'll be out of a job usually for 2 weeks, maybe more in some cases. But and not a lot of some employers aren't able to pay them. Sometimes they might have to take a gap in their pay. That is especially impactful. So we want to help those people as much as we can.
Now, some other assistance is you can help if somebody's wanting to get the vaccine as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That is a big thing right now. We are doing vaccines through the health department, of course. So if somebody wants to get tested, we do that at the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, and it's free. Anybody can do that. And, of course, vaccinations, we do that also. So if anybody wants to get tested for COVID for whatever reason, or if anybody wants to get vaccinated, that's very easy to do. It's free. You just give us a call and we can set you up with that right away.
Now, that includes, we've been announcing, I know, for several months now, there's vaccination clinics and things like that. And you have some upcoming. Did you want to cover some of the clinics that are coming up here in Macoupin County if people want to still get their vaccine?
Yes. So for a while, we have been doing large vaccination clinics in Gillespie near our Maple Street location. But now we want to make it easier for people who have not gotten the vaccine yet, make it as convenient as possible. So we have been doing mobile vaccination clinics. We've been going all around the county and setting up lasts a few hours. Anybody who lives in town, for example, we did one in Verdon recently, and we will be going there again. But upcoming, we will be at the county fair So any day we are there, that's Wednesday through Friday, we'll be there 5 to 8, and we'll be there on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 o'clock in the evening. So any day during the county fair that we are there, you can just walk up. If you want your vaccine, you can get it. It's quick and easy. Don't have to make an appointment. So that is one location that we hope will get a lot of traffic and will be very easy, because we hope a lot of people will be at the fair anyway. And like I said, we'll be in Verdon again. That's on June 18th from 4 o'clock to 5:30. And we'll be at the Carlinville Rec Hall this month, the 9th and the 30th. That's 11 to 1.
As you say, at the county fair, you can just walk up. So I know a lot of your clinics, you had to go online and register and use the voucher code and things like that. But there, it'll just be like you're filling it out right there and then. You don't have to pre-register, right?
Yes, we did do the online registration for a while with those big vaccine clinics. But at this point, no, you do not have to make an appointment. You just walk up. We'll get your information filled out and we'll get you vaccinated. And it shouldn't take too long. Most people aren't there for more than 25 minutes, half hour.
What will be offered at the fair, since it's sort of a big one, all those days and hours, what kind of vaccine will be available?
So at the fair, we will be doing Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. So the Pfizer vaccine, as many people know, that's the two-dose series. So if the fair is the first day you're getting your Pfizer vaccine, of course, it'll be recommended that you go and get the second dose, and that could be done anywhere. If you go and find another opportunity through somewhere else to get that second dose, that's fine. But then you can come to another mobile vaccine clinic that we have and get that second dose as well. That's if you get the Pfizer vaccine. Of course, if you get the Johnson & Johnson, that's only one dose if you get that at the fair.
And again, it's Pfizer is 12 and up and Johnson & Johnson is 18 and up as far as age, correct?
Yes, yes.
I was going to ask you about, I had talked earlier with the health department. You also can help if somebody needs at home vaccine, say they can't get out.
Yes, if somebody has to stay at home, if somebody is homebound, we do help with that also. Just give us a call and we will come out to your home, whether it's COVID testing or COVID vaccines. We'll have a small team, at least one nurse and a couple members of support staff come to your house and vaccinate you if that's what we need to do.
For anyone who wants more information or they want to talk to you about some of the assistance, say groceries or rent, utilities, what number could they call at the health department to get, you know, complete details if they missed something out from our interview?
Yes. So that number would be 217-839-7708. And that covers anything I've talked about, any questions about assistance, groceries, housing and rent, or vaccinations or testing, anything under this very large umbrella. You can call that number and we will get some answers for you and get you the help you need. And also you can watch our Facebook page and watch our website for any more vaccine clinics that we're doing, because we are planning more all the time. We will be going to any town around the county really and doing those mobile vaccine clinics. So we want to get the word out about those. Like I said, Facebook and our website, and there'll also be flyers around town wherever we're going. So watch out for those. If we're not in your town today, we will be soon.
Marshall Hatley, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.